Beyond 2.5 grams, up into the 3, 4, 5 gram range, is it what we would consider a heroic dose?
Here, yeah. I
And
love that they call it a hero or a heroic dose. I'm like, that's just
it's
great.
like it's the climax of your hero's journey, right? Like
Welcome back, Intimates. Thanks for your support on Patreon, making this 2021 season possible. This podcast is about all things intimate: relationships, love, connection, community, consensual non-monogamy, kink, orgies, lovers, and of course, good old-fashioned sex. I talk with old friends and even meet some new ones. I interview people from all walks of life, from recovered addicts to counselors, sex partners to perfect strangers. I'd like to thank my hosts, the Musqueam First Nation, as this podcast is recorded on their unceded ancestral territory, where I was born, where I work, and where I currently live and play. So settle in for an intimate conversation.
Psilocybin-containing mushrooms are increasingly in research publications these days. In February 2022, Johns Hopkins published a follow-up study to a previous one, suggesting the antidepressant effects that they had found earlier of psilocybin-assisted psychotherapy for those with major depressive disorder may last at least a year for some patients, and see show notes for the study link. Today we'll be talking with Susanna Rose Stokes about metamorphosis and transformation. Our conversation will wander from sacred sexuality to church culture, from BDSM and brat identities back to sexuality and threesomes. And of course, we'll talk about mushrooms from microdoses to hero doses. I'll even share a recent mishap involving my first experience with Costa Rican mushrooms. Enjoy. Welcome everyone to another episode of Intimate Interactions. I'm here with Susanna Rose, a non-monogamous former Marine Corps officer with 2 combat tours in Afghanistan, who had a spiritual awakening and went on to found Metamorphosis, where she is now an embodied consciousness guide. And one of the things we're going to be talking about today is psilocybin, which I'm very excited about. How are you doing, Susanna Rose?
Oh, I am doing so great. Very excited to talk about one of my favorite subjects.
Amazing. I had some Costa Rican psilocybin-containing mushrooms literally 2 nights ago, I think.
Magic.
Yeah, 2 nights ago.
Yes. Yeah. Fabulous. And was it pure magic?
So normally I'm very scientific. I normally have a scale, mm-hmm. and somehow I misplaced my scale at someone's house, my brother's house specifically, and he's unfortunately in the hospital right now, so I didn't have the ability to go and retrieve it. So I figured, you know, this is usually the person that I, you know, go on mushroom journeys with and sort of work on trauma and like inner work stuff, shadow work stuff, and have those deep conversations. And since, you know, he had the same sort of childhood that I had, which I don't want to say was like a horrific childhood or anything, but there was definitely neglect and there was some abuse as well. So it was a lot, and being able to process that with him is a magic experience. Even if it doesn't feel amazing the whole time, the result of that is very healing and loving and wonderful. And it brings me closer to my brother, which is something that's so hard to do amid masculinity the way it is in society. And as much as I don't identify as a man, my brother very much is a cis heterosexual man, and that makes it challenging sometimes for us to bridge that gulf. And psilocybin-containing mushrooms is one of the ways we do that. So, moving back to Wednesday night, I was going to have an experience with my partner, and she was looking for like a mid-range experience, not like half a gram, closer to like, you know, maybe a gram, like starting to get some more, I don't want to say intense, but just more of the full experience, mm-hmm. of, you know, being influenced by psilocybin. So we decided to eyeball it out of a 3.5 gram bag.
So glad.
And I was like, this is fine. Like, I've done, you know, like 1.75 grams before, and it hasn't really affected me significantly, but that was on Golden Teachers. And Golden Teachers, for those who aren't super introduced to the culture, are much more of a like reflective kind of like, that's more what you go on a healing journey, mm-hmm. with.
Yeah.
Usually. Mm-hmm. And this was a Costa Rican strain. I've never tried it before. Mm. And probably ended up, we eyeballed it, mine was slightly bigger, but like slightly, when you're talking about like 0.2 grams making a difference, it can be a lot more. So I think I accidentally ended up with probably closer to 2 grams of a strain I hadn't tried before, and that was an interesting experience. I definitely got significantly more high than I was expecting, mm-hmm. to get. Mm-hmm. We were gonna just watch a movie. I'm sorry, Santa Rose, I feel like I've just taken
go
over the show.
Please tell me, this is very helpful.
Okay, awesome. Amazing. So I literally was expecting to be watching a movie with my partner, and instead I was like in a sort of brain melty, like kind of droopy, fairly dopey amount of high, because I was very high, like more high than I had intended to get, for
whoa.
Sure.
Yeah.
And she was so lovely. She decided, like, she went out to get chicken because she just wanted food. And I was like, cool, make sure you're back in like 40 minutes to an hour because like it's going to kick in. And she's like, I'm sure I'll be fine. So she goes out to get chicken. 22 minutes later, I'm like texting her, oh my God, are you okay? Like, do you need to come home? Do you need me to stumble out and like find you and get you? Because like, I should have gone with you. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, is it not hitting you yet? I'm like, I'm really feeling the impact. And I remember noting the time, 22 minutes in. I was like, this is really early and really intense. And by the time she got back, I was like on the couch. I was like, I don't think I'm in a space to watch a movie because the room is too much stimulation right now.
Yes.
So that was the kind of evening it was. It started out with like way too much stimulation and like just super intense. And then kind of bubbled and boiled down to like a more of a deep inner workspace. And once I got all my needs tended to, like made sure I had water and made sure I was warm enough, and was able to communicate that I just wanted to be like in bed next to my partner and like chat about stuff for a little bit. And she was such a good sport, like totally supported me. She even made up this thing where she's like, I'll be your mama duck, quack, quack, and just started like quacking at me as a mama duck, being like, I'll make sure you're okay. And it was just like the sweetest, most loving experience.
Oh, I love this. What a beautiful opportunity for her to care for you. And sometimes that is the medicine's like, we need to put this person into a place where they have to be cared for by another
interesting
being. And especially for those of us who have trouble being cared for, I'm like raising my hand here because I can do it all, right? I'm a badass person and I've got all my shit together. But actually, at a very, very deep level, we have our inner child. We have parts of us that just want to be held and in a space that is, that feels not only safe, but also nourishing. And like, you don't have to do it all. Well, that is a beautiful segue because that's what we do at Metamorphosis.
Wonderful.
That's what we do. You don't have to do it all. And I'm really grateful for you sharing that experience because it also goes to show that, you know, we've talked about maybe, or maybe you've learned about set, setting and dosage, right? These are the three things with any plant medicine, having a proper mindset and intention. You also have worked with them in the past, so you have some concept of what may happen even if you do take more and
too
even
much.
If you are or a little more than you expected, right?
Yeah.
And then setting, having that safe place. So what a blessing that you were in a place that was, that felt safe to you and that your partner could come back and be there and also hold the space for you, you know?
Yeah.
And then the dosage, which is kind of where it went different than what you expected. Yes.
It was still a good time, but like, I'll just put it to you this way. I spent the first like 15 minutes almost in a loop telling my partner, I can't believe how high I am. Like this is, I'm so ridiculously high right now. And I was not trying to be. It was like, there's an episode of The Simpsons where Homer's really sick. He's like really ill.
Oh, yeah.
The Duff Gardens episode. I don't know if you're familiar.
No, I am not. Point,
totally fine. For the few listeners who are, I've got you. He just like inhales like, and then he just looks like he's going to die and then slumps over and then begins to breathe again. And it's like, I wasn't quite that high, but like that's how some of the like waves of intensity felt. Like it was like just the act of breathing at the top end of my like lung capacity really like intensified how zingy and like melty the world felt. Like, and just for clarification for folks listening, it's not, to my knowledge, like you can really overdose on mushrooms. You can't actually really hurt yourself unless it's been laced with fentanyl or something silly like that, which it should never be because it's not even in the same class of drug. But,
right.
But some people are weird and they do weird things. So always get your drugs checked and be careful if there is an epidemic.
Please do.
And I have known people that have openly confessed to taking like 14 grams of mushrooms, like a half ounce. And I'm like, why? Why would you do that? It's a waste of perfectly good mushrooms. Like it's just not going to affect you beyond maybe 5 grams. And even then, you don't really need more than like 1.5, 2 grams tops.
Yeah.
Is my opinion anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think when we're speaking recreationally, yes, I think right around 2 grams is like really your especially if you're going to be around other people. Right.
Yeah.
So if we're speaking in dosage, a micro dose is anything between 100 and 200 milligrams. Right.
Right.
And then we get into like,
that's like therapeutic.
It's like very gentle. Like the microdose is just like a tiny, tiny amount, and you're going to only experience it almost like a cup of coffee. And then right above that is like 0.5 grams, so 500 milligrams, but 0.5 grams, maybe up to about a gram, is really where you're going to experience more of the experience, but then you're going to still have most of your faculties among you, right? You're not going to feel that deep, like melty feeling. Obviously, all of what I'm saying depends on the food you've eaten, your weight, your height, your gender, how fast your digestive system works, all of these things, right?
Yep.
And then we get into more like a full dose, which is around 1 to 2.5 grams. That's like a full dose. And that's like if you want to experience maybe some visuals with your with your mushrooms. And then also going maybe even a little more inward. And beyond 2.5 grams up into the 3, 4, 5 gram range is it what we would consider a heroic dose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they call it a hero or a heroic dose. I'm like, that's just great.
It's like it's the climax of your hero's journey, right? Like, and
tell
those,
me more about that. I don't need to derail you from the amazing summary you were doing,
no,
but I'm curious what... Have you done a heroic dose?
Oh, yes, many times. I do them probably, wonderful. I don't know, twice a year at least.
Wow.
But
you know what? I will stop asking questions. You just go. You give your content.
No, this is great. This is great. I'll start with the first time where I experienced some of the experiences you did. But I actually experienced it with LSD. And LSD is from mushrooms, which a lot of people don't really know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So LSD is a synthesized version of a fungi, which is a mushroom. It's the ergot fungi, which is found on wheat. And it's LSD or LSA. And the actual one that we know now today is LSD-25, which is the chemical compound of that Albert Hofmann came up with and divinely created back in, I believe it was 1943, if I'm not mistaken. And so, but that experience for me with LSD was very much related to breathing. I remember each time I inhaled, I had this much bigger expanse in my lungs, and I began to see the trees and the plants breathe. And seeing the visuals of like the trees and all of the earth around me breathe with me was like, whoa, that was so intense, because you're not expecting all of the things around you to also breathe. But they are breathing, right? They're just not necessarily moving in the ways that our lungs do. So yeah. That experience, while I wouldn't call that a heroic dose, it was just a pretty standard dose of LSD, maybe a little more than your usual. But that was enough to awaken me to a new level of, granted, like up until this point, I had done almost no substances. I was like, you know, straight edge, good girl, going to the military. I'm going to be in politics one day. Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, I'm going to be doing all these things so I can't do substances. And then one day I was like, oh, fuck it. Fuck all of it. I'm going to try. And that awakening experience really, what I learned was a lot of people around me were having the greatest time, but I experienced this recognition of like, oh, this is a medicine, A, that I've worked with before in a previous lifetime, and B, this is a medicine. This is not a drug. This is not even like for a good time. It helps us have a great time, and it can be recreational. It can be really beautiful. But for me, my experience was like, oh, this is like the medicine that you work with in your operating room kind of thing. So it led me on a journey to trying other plant medicines and ultimately working with a practitioner who activated me and doing a sacred ceremony with mushrooms. And after that, it was very clear to me that I was supposed to work with these medicines. And this was also in my own process of healing trauma that I had experienced from war, that like isolation and the sense of everyone being an enemy and everyone being the other, and just not wanting to feel that anymore. I wanted to feel deeply connected. And through the magic of mushrooms, I did. I felt deeply connected to myself, to my family. Like you talked about having this really beautiful experience of connecting with your brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And mushrooms especially, although all plant medicines, I do believe, kind of touch on the family system, mushrooms have a really special way of connecting us with our family unit and reminding us of how important our family, our blood family is, and also our friend family, and helping us to heal those relationships from the inside out, because anything that's out of alignment in our family will ultimately then be out of alignment in our other external relationships, let's say.
For sure. Yeah. I found with the journey I went on Wednesday night, it was very much like thinking about my relationships, thinking about my family, and thinking about, you know, like my father's coming to visit from India because my brother's in the hospital and they have a very strained relationship. And all I could sort of think about from that, from why my father seems to be as distant as he is other than his concerns about money, which is just an unfortunate sort of situation. And also, it's not as bad as I think he sometimes makes it out to be. I'm like mindful about how much I want to say, but I do want to say that I feel like he still has a lot of regret around the things that he didn't intervene in our childhood. And I don't think he has clarity that we've all forgiven him, or that if he does, I don't know that he's forgiven himself. And it's led to like this really deep divide, I think, and distance. And those are the types of conclusions you come to after a lot of therapy, or after mushrooms, or both. In my case, both. But honestly, going on a journey with mushrooms and having someone who can take care of you in a space, that's a really inexpensive way to go about having those discoveries. But I would encourage folks to have really positive self-talk before they engage with deep plant medicine and like psychedelic journeys. That's my personal advice. Having said that, I don't really do plant medicine or fungal medicine or any kind of psychedelic advice giving. This is not medical advice. Susanna Rose, if you want to touch on that and just sort of let us know what your advice is as someone who does do those things.
Absolutely. Yes, I think it's important always to distinguish and be like, I am not a doctor.
Yeah.
Not a doctor, but I do offer healing spaces and with a team of people who facilitate this work. And in the work that we do, a lot of it is more energetic, and it is kind of getting into the heart space of the emotional processing of a lot of these traumas. So a little more therapeutic. So all of us are coaches, all of us are trauma informed, all of us are somatic informed, where we talk about trauma in the body, and we know a lot about the science behind how trauma is stored in the body. We also know a lot about the science of how these medicines work in the body, to the extent that the science knows, because the science is still kind of nascent.
It's true. It really is.
Totally. So I 100% believe and encourage people to find a space, or to find a guide who can guide them on a journey. That's not to say that these medicines can't also be used in a recreational way, but when someone engages with them ceremonially, they are so powerful and they can really take us to fully different dimensions, to some extent, dimensions of this mm-hmm. reality, of other realities that allow us to access what we might call as our own like energy source or a God figure or other parts of ourself that we have never met before and uncover like shadows, things like that, which is harder to do when we are all by ourselves. It's
yeah.
much harder to do because we don't have that like you had a trip sitter, essentially. You had someone yeah. with you who was like, you can go as deep as you want to go, baby. Like, I am here yeah. with you and I am watching you and making sure your body is safe. And so that not only do we offer that with metamorphosis, but we also bring another element of like having a deep knowledge of working with this particular medicine or the medicine that we work with, which is a strain of psilocybin. So we can help you move through those uncomfortable moments where you're like, oh, I'm breathing and the whole world is melting, right? We can yeah. we can help you move through that a lot faster mm-hmm. and more yeah. smoothly.
Yeah, experience is worth its weight in gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we pay for therapists.
Yeah, totally. There's a quote that I think it's by Rumi, and he says, it will take... it'll take you 200 years to take a 2-day journey without a guide.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so accurate. That's exactly it, right? Like you can take the long way. You can go all these different which ways, or you can work with someone, you know, whether it's someone local that you know of or someone in your community that you trust, but somebody who has the wisdom there. And so I was, you know, it was pretty clear from these mushrooms. They were like, this is what you do. And then I began to do things that I didn't even know that I knew in this lifetime. There was just things that came through me and wisdom that came through that was, beyond anything I had ever learned in like school. And I truly believe that every person has a capacity for that in some area. That every person has wisdom and power that they don't have any idea about until it gets awakened. And to mm-hmm. me, plant medicine is one of, if not the most effective way of awakening those types of powers in people, which is why I've written about it in my master's thesis and talk a lot about altered states of consciousness and researched a lot of the
what
science.
Did you do your master's thesis in?
My master's thesis... You'll like this, especially with your background. The program was transformative social change, and a lot of it is around social justice and things and social mm-hmm. Transformation. But my particular focus was altered states of consciousness as a means for individual and collective change. So I dive into all the research and I do a big review of all of the studies that exist around altered states of consciousness that are brought on by entheogens, psilocybin, LSD, mescaline, DMT, and talk about the changes that they create in people and then how those changes impact the collective.
Well, that's really fantastic. I hugely appreciate you sharing your wisdom with us today. Mm. And, you would always be welcome back on the show if you want to talk about LSD or DMT or any of the other, you said they were entheogens?
Yeah, we call them entheogens. It's another word for psychedelic entheogens. Entheogen means the God within. So it's
really,
sort of, yes. So psychedelic really is related to the psyche and the mind. Mm-hmm. But entheogen means the God within. So it's talking about the awakening of the divine within us.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. Did you have any last things you wanted to add about psilocybin containing mm-hmm. mushrooms?
I think I would just encourage your listeners to always make sure that they, you know, have their mindset, their intention, their setting, and their dosage proper so that they feel deeply safe in these environments, because if they are used and worked with improperly, they can lead us to having darker and more difficult experiences. So whether you're working with a guide or you're just having a friend sit for you, you know, get yourself into a safe space and a safe mindset and enjoy.
Yeah. And use a scale.
And use a scale.
Susanna Rose, thank you so much for your time today.
So how did you like it, Intimates? Discuss your ideas with the community at facebook.com/intimatevictor or tweet me at intimatevictor or follow my Instagram, you guessed it, at intimatevictor. If you can spare the cost of coffee to help the show keep going, head to patreon.com/victorsalmon. We hugely appreciate your help to continue making intimate conversations for you and yours. If not, you can always help other intimacy nerds find the podcast by leaving us a review anywhere online, especially iTunes. Or you can just tell a friend. The opening music is on hold for you, made of algorithmically generated notes and chords and played by an AI-rendered saxophonist. The closing music is Gymnopédie No. 1 by Eric Satie. Both are provided royalty-free, courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Thanks so much for your time, and may your most important relationships be filled with the intimate, rich interactions you crave. Be well.